Well, it was tough for me as a journalist because everything shut down, and part of my job is to write a column for the Comedy Daily Sun, which is the belly voice, which is everything that's going on for entertainment and all that stuff. So I had to shift it and make it be much more creative because there was nothing going on. So I did a lot more profiles and of how people were coping. And I think as we came out of it, it was also fun to write about how everybody will never take for granted the joy of just congregating and the idea of the stories that you share, just whether you're at the grocery store or you're at a musical event. So I think there's much more appreciation for what community means. So that was important for me, what it meant as a journalist, as a type 1 diabetic, as a cancer survivor 13 years ago. I was high risk, let alone that I was what, I'm 66 now, so what was I, 63? So I had to just be much more vigilant than anybody else, or just anybody in my shoes. So I was high risk. So as a result, the good thing that came out of it, and I'm still, I was able to prove that I could be just as efficient working from home, and I still am working from home. So as long as I had the internet, as long as I had a cell phone, as long as I had a laptop, I could churn out the stories and actually be even more efficient because you're not distracted by all the chaos of the newsroom. Maybe overstating it, but it's just when you're trying to pay to get things accurate, it's much easier to have the tape recorder by your on your phone on loudspeaker than trying to hear people above the din of the newsroom, which is just the. So actually, that was a benefit for me, and as a type 1 diabetic, to write from home, I've got the food right there when the insulin kicks in. Instead of 4 o'clock deadline at work, up, I gotta go hope the bakery's still open to run next door to get a chocolate milk that I shouldn't be having, but I'm driving. So it's much more conducive actually for me in particular as a writer to write from home. It's the downside is you miss out on the socialization. But so it's been a, I've been able to prove that I'm just as efficient, if not more so, writing from home. Plus, you save on all your food costs, your gas costs. You know, I bought a car in January 2021, and you're supposed to put 10,000 miles on, and I think I've only been putting on around 8,000 a year. So that's a benefit so far, even though I still go out now to cover things. I think that it was tough to cover stories because you would go to these planning board meetings at the Marshall Gym at Kennett High, which initially wasn't built with sound acoustics, and they had to make some improvements. But everybody had masks on, and then you had not good acoustics, so it made it very challenging. To, and I'm not hard of hearing, but it was just the benefit was luckily Valley Vision, our local cable access TV, they wire people, so actually you would get the photos at the meeting good, but then if you went home and watched the tape of the meeting, it was much more audible. But and that was just a pain in the neck part of COVID. And did I get COVID? No. I mean, knock on wood, I just got my, what, fifth shot, October 9th. And, you know, I've been living alone, being single. That's been my biggest fear is that if I did, as a diabetic, who had a heart attack in the woods in 2017, just lucky, I guess, but because of the diabetes, it had clogged three of my arteries, and I was out in the woods and passed out, and luckily came to and was able to hike out in the snow steps at a time. And I knew that if I stopped, or if I fell. And so I came to, this was in January 2017, the day after Trump's inauguration. Not that it was related, but I did have, my car got stuck. I pushed on it and my chest tightened up, and then I vomited out of nowhere. And then I was thinking, this isn't something that a candy bar can take care of. And then next thing you know, I woke up and I thought I was at home, and I turned and I had a tire in my face, the rear tire of my car, and I went, I'm in trouble. And I got up and I walked out, like I said, and I came to three houses, no lights on, it's 4:40. But then a light flickered and I went, someone's watching the TV in the dark. And I was able to make it up the Everest flight sidewalk. And anyway, they rescued me. And so I'm a Leo, but the nine lives of Tom, the cat, I think I've probably spent seven of them. So I'm lucky to be here. So I had to be, given those factors, I had to be especially careful and wore the mask. You know, and there was that, there were some people who weren't into the mask at that point. So you had to deal with that kind of prejudice, you know, but I had more than enough of a excuse or reason to be careful.